And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of May, 2007. The state of Minnesota admitted to the Union on this day in 1858. Minnesota, the state from which you get the stapler, water skis, rollerblades, scotch tape, Bisquick, Bob Dylan, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Spam. It's the birthday of Richard Feynman, born in New York City, 1918, studied physics at MIT, and got involved in the Manhattan Project to help develop the first nuclear weapon. He was out in New Mexico on the day of the first test of the atom bomb. He sat in a truck and watched it through the windshield with his naked eye. After the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima, he started to feel that their work would lead to the end of the world. Feynman said, "I'd be out for a walk and I'd see people building a bridge, and I thought, they're crazy. They just don't understand. Why are they making new things? It's so useless." He struggled for a few years deciding what to do and finally realized that he loved physics. It was fun, and he should just have fun with it, and he took a job teaching at Cornell University. One day in the cafeteria, he saw a student throw a plate across the room, and something about watching the spinning of it gave Feynman an idea for how certain subatomic particles might interact with each other, which led to his theory of quantum electrodynamics, which earned him a Nobel Prize in 1965. Richard Feynman, who said, "Physics is like sex. It may give some practical results, but that's not why we do it." It's the birthday of Mari Sandoz, born in Hay Springs, Nebraska, 1896, author of Old Jewels, a book about her father, and Crazy Horse, the first book by a white author that tried to see the Indian Wars from the Indian's point of view. It's the birthday of Stanley Elkin, born in New York City, 1930, author of funny novels, including The Magic Kingdom and The Dick Gibson Show, about a radio personality who takes on-air confessions from all the crazy people. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote Puttin' on the Ritz, Irving Berlin, born in Russia, 1888. Here's a poem for today by Kristen Berkey Abbott entitled Heaven on Earth. I saw Jesus at the bowling alley, slinging nothing but gutter balls. He said, "You gotta love a hobby that allows ugly shoes." He lit a cigarette and bought me a beer, so I invited him to dinner. I knew the Lord couldn't see my house in its current condition, so I gave it an out-of-season spring cleaning. What to serve for dinner? Fish, the logical choice. But after 2,000 years, he must grow weary of everyone's favorite seafood dishes. I thought of my granny's ham with Coca-Cola glaze, but you can't serve that to a Jewish boy. Likewise, pizza. All my favorite toppings involve pork. In the end, I made us an all-dessert buffet. We played Scrabble and Uno and Yahtzee and listened to Bill Monroe. Jesus has a healthy appetite for sweets, I'm happy to report. He told strange stories, which I've puzzled over for days now. We've got an appointment for golf on Wednesday. Ordinarily, I don't play, and certainly not in this humidity. But the Lord says he knows a grand miniature golf course with fiberglass mermaids and working windmills and the best homemade ice cream you ever tasted. Sounds like heaven to me. A poem by Kristen Berkey Abbott, Heaven on Earth, from her collection Whistling Past the Graveyard, published by Pudding House Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and